by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMake are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMake contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutraMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutraMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutraMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutraMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Welcome back. We have Josh Bernstein here, my believing Jew, which is a buddy because I have Jewish and Hebrew blood. I can tell you I'm a born-again, spirit-filled believer. I don't like to use the word Christian because I believe in Yeshua HaMashiach, the incarnation of God in the flesh. And we have a situation here where just around the corner in Poway, one of our dear Jewish synagogues was attacked by a maniac 19. Luckily, his gun locked up. Woman jumped in front of the rabbi. She actually eventually died after her wounds. And the rabbi got injuries to his hand. Two other people got injured, too. Thank God this didn't take out more people. But it shows you there's hatred here. And there's a picture up in the upper right-hand side of Drudge.com, DrudgeReport.com, that shows a flood of condemnations of New York Times for anti-Semitic cartoon. And it shows a picture of a blind Donald Trump with a yarmulke on with a dog, and the dog has the face of Benjamin Netanyahu, just got reelected. What the hell's behind this? Like, who would have made this cartoon? Are they a Muslim terrorist? Are they a white supremacist? Are they a globalist? Well, like, what are they doing?
Well, first off, it was an international New York Times editorial board that did it, and they're basically, by doing that, they're basically saying that Benjamin Netanyahu is Donald Trump's dog, his puppy, and he walks him and he does everything that he wants to do. So obviously it was a nasty, disparaging remark against Jews. But here's the thing, there's many people that have come out against it and have said that, you know, they're abhorred by it. But many liberal Jews, like the Jerry No Nads Nadlers and the, you know, the Rahm Emanuels and the Bernie Sanders, these are self-hating, self-loathing Jews. I call them jellyfish Jews because they're spineless. Right. These are people that are not going to stop reading and quoting from the New York Times. Let's just get that perfectly clear.
Who authored this? I'd like to know who were they. What was the name? Although it's international, New York Times, who actually created the cartoon and what's their point? I mean, do they not like the fact that Trump backed up Netanyahu, who got reelected for the first fifth time? You're not back. And by the way, I saw the rally over the weekend, and he talked about the fact that he got Jerusalem Stone at a cut price to take the older building and rebuild it, and then the whole building is rebuilt with Jerusalem Stone right from Jerusalem at a really great price, he said. I'm thinking, I got some good questions for Avi tomorrow, because I honestly think the site of the American Embassy is actually right below the Eastern Gate in the city of Jerusalem, is right near the site or at the site of the Temple of Jerubbabel that was destroyed by Titus, the Roman destroyer emperor. And this is very prophetic, I mean, because to be honest with you, without turning the corner around from Barack Obama, who totally disrespected and treated Israel like crap, Israel is so pleased now that Trump is there protecting Israel, not only from their so-called new friend allies of Qatar, Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia. And then we have people disrespecting Trump for saying he's even doing something with Saudi Arabia. He said, in the rally, he said, look, we sold $485 billion of goods. Do you think I'm going to get rid of Saudi Arabia? You're crazy. Of course you're going to try to stop things that they're doing that are wrong, especially against not only our own citizens, but against their own. I mean, they're executing, beheading gay and transgender people, and even people who disrespect the Saudi Arabian regime. We've got to stop that. They, you know, and then they say they don't have enough executioners. In their own reports in the Saudi Arabian news, they say, oh, we don't have enough executioners now. Wow. Right. I mean, and we shouldn't tolerate that.
It's amazing. That. Yeah, it is amazing. And that's why when you see people that are running for president, like this Pickle Pete, the sodomite from South Bend, you clearly see that he's just not in the right realm. Because the bottom line is, how's he going to talk to a leader of Saudi Arabia who an hour before ordered the death and beheading of 9 homosexuals, and yet he's going to be there, what, shaking hands with the Saudis? It's not going to work, you know? No. Or the Sultan of Brunei, who now, again, has also come down hard on homosexuality. So the American left is so naive and stupid when it comes to international world affairs. They live in this little Starbucks bubble, you know, where they're eating their tofu bagels and sitting and you know, and drinking their sports drinks and having these, you know, whatever, you know, Starbucks drinks. And they're just not in reality. They don't understand the barbarity and viciousness of many of these people that hate their lifestyle, but yet they vote against their own best interest by hating and castigating President Trump, who is probably the only person that would save them from the slaughter that awaits them if, God forbid, one of these leftist wackos wins in 2020. Print that and sign it, right-wing watch.
Yeah, now here's the thing that's a very important point. Trump is the kind of guy that can walk away from a deal like he did with Kim when it's no deal at all. And Kim actually is pouting. You know, he had this meeting with Putin, and he's pouting now. Well, now it's going to be really bad. Look, Kim Jong-un just got an upgrade to his rockets. I have my classified sources of information on this. Since last fall, the rockets now are totally upgraded by Russia to the newer, more shiny, faster, and more deadly rockets. People need to understand that Kim Jong-un and his regime is just a proxy of Russia and China.
Right.
And we have to understand that Trump knows that, and he's not an idiot. He's trying to negotiate, and he can negotiate with people that are his dire enemies, just like when he's negotiating with Russia, and Russia's got nuclear arms aimed at our throat. Do you think he doesn't know what I know when I've reported to him repeatedly with John W. Spring? Of course he knows it. He's fully aware of it.
Here's what's interesting, Bill, is that there's a new report out that says that President Trump and his administration offered $2 million for Warmbier to be released unharmed. That's a report that's out. But it reminds me of the scorpion and the frog. I mean, literally, Kim Jong-un is the scorpion, and President Trump is the frog. And you're trying to negotiate in good faith with a scorpion, and all of a sudden, the scorpion stings you. And the frog, while he's dying, says, "Why did you do that?" He goes, "Hey, I'm a scorpion. Kim Jong-un is a scorpion. You cannot negotiate with a scorpion. You can only kill a scorpion."
Well, let me tell you what, Trump, if I'm going to give a prescription for Trump to take care of Kim. The first thing is you got to get at its source. For example, if you've got somebody circulating blood from the heart, which is Russia and China, and just like the carfentanil coming in, most of the people dying, I saw a special on, most of the people dying of drug addiction are not even dying of OxyContin anymore. They're dying of carfentanil from China and heroin coming in from the triangle brought in from the Mideast, from across the Mexican border from Central and South America. They're not dying of OxyContin. They're dying of carfentanil. But we have to understand the Chinese are luring a chemical invasion of our country. And I would just really deal with it simple. The first thing I'd do is seize the bank accounts of Putin and his oligarchs and all Chinese PLA. Second, I'd hit their factory making the carfentanil with direct energy space-based weapons with only warning whatsoever or superstorm, so they would have plausible deniability. I would then basically shut down any oil coming out of Venezuela being processed by any factory anywhere. And the same thing he started with Iran, which I think is a really good move. He should also embargo and make sure no oil gets to Cuba, so Cuba gets cut off, because the private army around Maduro is entirely Cuban. Then you got 35,000, besides the 46,000 Cubans there, he's got 35,000 Chinese special forces and Russians further upping their ante with their hypersonic cruise missiles. Russia's just asking for it. Now, I would give it to them. I'd basically say, look, first off, we're going to choke you off financially, and secondly, we're going to start doing other things. For example, with the SuperNet. The SuperNet's run by the NSA. Did you know that, the Internet? It's not run by tech companies like Amazon. There's no such agency created the Internet back six decades ago, okay? It's classified. I know all of the classified information. The Internet's controlled completely by the NSA. Operative agencies like Facebook, Twitter, and even Amazon are just tentacles of the beast, all right? And Russia is such a dumb bunch of dummies. And the Chinese, they got 250,000 hackers hacking into the SuperNet. We know everything they do. We're allowing it. We even allow them to hack into our power grid and our air traffic controllers and even our sewage treatment plants. This is all just a come on. They think at some point they figure America will be weak enough to attack us with an EMP or a cyber attack or some other weapon. They have no clue. We have weapons hundreds of years ahead of them. And Russia and China are just asking for it. We need to whack them down hard. If all their money from their oligarchs and so on disappeared, and then the next thing we need to do is a blitzkrieg attack against La Orchila Island to take out those weapons, and Nicaragua to take out the dictator there, because they're there. We also need to do a blitzkrieg against Kaliningrad with the nuclear weapons aimed at all our European allies by Russia. We need to also go down to the Chinese islands and say, look, you de-weaponize these islands or we're going to take them out. because they're in the busiest traffic zone in the world in the ocean, is the South China Sea. The Chinese are threatening to take back Taiwan. We've armed Taiwan to the eyeballs with nuclear weapons. You know, the best air force in the world after Israel is not America or France or Britain. It's Taiwan. Taiwan's right after Israel in terms of response time to hit the enemy. If China tries to take on Taiwan, man, they're going to be sorry. Not funny. And it's because of us. Same way as Israel. Anybody tries to take Israel, man, kiss your ass goodbye. You're going. Right?
Which is why Israel's an extremely powerful military. There's no question about that. The most powerful in the Middle East, for sure.
Well, the response time of the Air Force.
Fourth or fifth most powerful in the world.
How long do you think it takes to get a Israeli jet armed with nuclear weapons off the end of the tarmac after an alert? 30 seconds. You know they have them in their air suits ready to go, and the jet's ready to run. 30 seconds are off the air, in the air. 30 seconds. And you know how they have to deal with
it. Yeah, I think what's amazing is all these, rocket attacks that are coming into Israel and, Haifa and other areas. Mm-hmm. And, obviously the Iron Dome protects Israel from a lot of those attacks. But it's just amazing. It's like you poke the bear and you poke the bear, and instead of the bear growling, what happens when the bear stands up on its hind legs and just mauls you to death? That's what they're messing with when it comes to Israel, because Israel has the ability and the capacity to do exactly that. The difference is that they're humane and they're civilized. And I don't know, maybe they shouldn't be so humane and civilized after all these years.
Well, I would be much more aggressive. Okay, if I was directing Israel, the first thing I do is I take out all the Iranian Iranian-based, Russian-based missile silos down there with Hezbollah. Number one, I would clean them out and kill all of these fighters. And number two, I would declare expanded Israeli territory. I'd actually take over some of this territory, just like they took over the Golan, and I'd expand the state of Israel. That's the second thing I do. I would take over big chunks of Iraq and make an expanded Israel, greater Israel.
I'd take over half of Syria. Syria. I would take over a quarter of Iran, and I would take over probably about a quarter to a third of Iraq, and I would make one large super Jewish state. Absolutely.
Right. And the other thing I would do is I would actually have a direct attack on the Bushehr reactor. And the way I would do it, I wouldn't just do it by blowing it up and having nuclear material go everywhere around the world. I would shut down its power with an EMP-based weapon from space and just shut it down. I'd also make certain that the Russians wouldn't be able to bring in nuclear material into Iran anymore. So you got to remember...
The problem with the EMP, though, is you can't confine it to a certain area. It'll
Oh, yes, you can.
I'll tell you how you... No,
you can actually direct it in a specific direction. You can have drones fly in at low altitude, and you can blast the hell out of it and just hits one building or one small territory. We have this technology already. I know about it because it's classified. Okay, so what people need to start understanding is we have the weapons. Why Trump won't deploy them? For example, Trump was too nice over this whole investigation that was Mueller-gate, I call it. It shouldn't be called Russiagate. It should be called Mueller-gate, because Mueller wrote 11 points that could be handed over to the Democrats and their Nadler and so on to continue this fight. And Trump's taking the right attitude. Don't respond to their subpoenas. Tell them to go to hell.
I've been saying that for months. If you remember, even before the Mueller report came out, what did I say on your show and on many others? I said he should just ignore all the subpoenas, tell his administration and past administrations, people that worked for his administration, to do the same thing. Just ignore them completely. There's nothing they can do about it. Use executive privilege.
These 20 Democrats running have to know, they can't run and we just don't like Trump. They have to run on something. Now, what Trump should do to Nancy Pelosi is say, if you want to have infrastructure, anything where you can say you did something, you got to give me something to fix the border and immigration. So if you want immigration,
I've been saying that too for a year and a half.
Yeah, and so if he does that, it's a tit for tat. You can get bipartisan support to get control. And he said 45 minutes, or he said 15 minutes. So I think Trump's taking the right tact here. Also regarding the pro-life issue. Texas and Alabama, I'm trying to get Terry Collins on from Alabama, one of the legislators that's going to pass in Texas. And six other states, two of the judges tried to rule against this heartbeat bill in six states. This issue is going to really heat up because all the demon rats want to kill babies right up to and after birth. All the demon rats. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinblastine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for a countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity. And the use of antioxidant H2 Plex Power C Plus and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
And so now that Trump has got this kind of like this alligator off his back, this geopolitical python off his back, and to be honest with you, he's doing the right thing. Ignore. He should not talk anymore in public to Nancy Pelosi unless Nancy says, okay, Trump, we're going to publicly state we're not going to try to impeach you, and we're going to cut off this part of the party that's all pushing it. And number two, we're going to distance ourselves. And for example, not only her, but the second in power in the Democratic Party is saying it's not a good idea. Not a good idea. How about it's a geopolitical suicide to continue pushing somebody that the public has lost so much audience over at CNN and MSNBC? I mean, I was watching, Greg Gutfeld, and they showed a sequence of this. I'm not going to say what her name is over at MSNBC, but she's had a pretty big audience. It disappeared because she's been BSing for so long.
We call her Rick Mancow.
Yeah, she's really ridiculous. And what happens is that now that the average person, the public, is not an imbecile. Their average person is pretty straightforward. How much money is in my pocket? Can I afford my health care and drugs? Can I go on a vacation? Can I buy a car? Can my kids go to school and get a good job afterward? Yeah. Well, are they better off now with Trump? Now, Trump's not fixing everything, but he wanted to. For example, he was about to fix health care after he got rid of the single mandate. But John McCain, this traitor, who actually sent part of this dossier through to destroy Trump, is gone. He's dead. He died of multicentric astroglioma. What I think Trump's going to do in the next number of months, in June, the peace treaty is going to come out in the Middle East, which is going to further aggravate the hell out of the Muslims who want to keep their tongue, because the Muslims are more terrified of the Iranians and Russians than they are of the Jews. And they should understand that without an alliance with America, these Muslim states of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Emirates are toast. They're toast. And they don't understand. Now they're pushed into the arms of Israel. Before they want to hate them, you don't even have them on their map, which is, I find, kind of ridiculous. And where I see things going is Trump is going to sail into this election. It's going to be, actually, you better get out your popcorn, because it's going to get funny. Trump is going to start making up names.
Well, look,
he's got Sleepy Joe now.
I don't ever want to be overconfident. I mean, the left are evil.
No, I'm not overconfident. But Trump is like
voter
a Svengali.
Fraud and everything.
He's like a geopolitical and a media, a martial artist. As soon as they try to hit him with one kind of punch, he counterpunches. And basically, Trump is the best counterpuncher geopolitically I've ever seen.
I agree with that. But here's the thing. Here's the thing you got to worry about. If I was President Trump, I would worry right now about three states in particular. That's Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. I would start fortifying those states immediately. I'd put tons of people in those states to make sure that he wins those states. Because if he wins those three states and he holds everything else that he won, you're right, he's going to be reelected. But the other part of this is he's got to stop voter fraud on the left, and I would take executive action to do it. I would demand that every single Secretary of State and every single county recorder's office immediately purge all double addresses, immediately purge anyone that has been dead on the voter rolls, death certificates to verify, and I would clean up every single one of these states' voter rolls. And if the county recorder or the Secretary of State refuses to do it, they are immediately arrested. They're immediately arrested and put into prison. Immediately.
Right, I agree
and the Department of Justice, hang on. And the Department of Justice is directed to not only arrest them, but to prosecute them immediately.
Right.
Because we've got to get this voter fraud on the left in check. And if we don't, by the time 2020 rolls around, I mean, I know what the left is doing. I know what this Soros-owned MoveOn.org and their new program that they have out, Spoke, which is sending text messages to people instead of emails. They're getting and galvanizing more leftist agitators to events and things like that and to get people registered to votes. That's why they want these illegal aliens here in the country. They don't care about their plight. They don't care about their families and their children and all this other stuff. They could care less if these people are coming across the border with, you know, debilitating diseases. They want them to be registered to vote. And if anybody thinks any different, then they're not paying attention.
Yeah. Exactly. I agree. I think if Trump acts more Trumpian, is what you're saying, Trumpian. Do you like that term? If he acts more Trumpian, I think it'll put an end to it. And by the way, the other side will be silenced because, to be honest with you, the more the left and the media talks that is completely out of touch with reality, the more Republicans are totally fed up. Like, I don't know
why
anybody...
They can't win an election without cheating. It's impossible. They don't have a big enough base to do it.
Right, well, I think here's the thing that's the walkway. Firstly, if you're Jewish, you're not going to vote Democrat now. If you're black and have a job and you didn't
have
one before...
I disagree on the Jewish part. As a Jew, I think Jews are absolutely politically stupid. Hang on. I've said this many times and I'll say it again. A Jew, an American Jew that's a liberal, is a liberal first and a Jew second. Now, I'll tell you right now, I guarantee you there are no Jews in America on the left that are canceling their New York Times subscription because of that cartoon.
No, but here's my point. It's not a majority. The thing is, the very vocal, powerful, and rich minority don't have the power. It's just almost like tweets. These people aren't going to cancel. In fact, I can see them getting even more dug in. But the majority of rational, normal people are Jews, just like, you know, my friends that are Jewish. Like, I talked to my friend, Dr. Ron Klatz, who's the A4M founder. He's basically a regular Jew. He and I talk about all kinds of stuff, and we agree on almost 99% of things. He's not going to vote for these fools, okay? He knows they're devils. He knows that Trump's not got it right, but, man, he's so much better than these other guys. They're not even in the same ballpark. And, you know, people don't understand. You're not electable if you're so far left. See, for example, Bernie Sanders Claus isn't going to dissemble all the corrupt things we're putting under Biden. For example, look at how corrupt Biden is with his son. Look at the corruption with the big pharma and the big tech companies and China. All the deals made with China behind the scenes from 2011 and 2013 and on. Look at what's going on. Are they going to get rid of the trial lawyers who are the biggest providers and suppliers?
Say this, and this is controversial. Right. Whoever the Democrat is, they could literally dress up like Adolf Hitler and say, "I hate Jews," and still get 50% to 55% of the Jewish vote just because they have a D in front of their name. And if you think that that's crazy and that that's not true, then you don't understand liberal American Jews because they don't care. Look what they did. They voted for a Muslim twice, knowing that he hates Jews, knowing that he has all these associations with people that are anti-Semitic, and they voted overwhelmingly 65-70% all American Jews.
I'm talking about Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. So you're living in a bubble. You know, pardon me, and I don't mean to attack you, but you're living in a bubble if you don't think that these American Jews are still going to stand up to whoever that Democrat is and go pull that lever against President Trump, the most pro-Jewish president we have had in the United States. They will still castigate him.
Let me just tilt a little bit here for you. I'm not talking about majority. I'm talking about enough move, maybe 10 or 15 or 20%. They're going to walk away. Just like independents. Just like, for example, like the independents walking away. There's enough blacks walking away. If you've got another 10% of blacks, you've got another 10% of Jews, if you've got another 10% of Hispanics walk away and vote for Trump, the Democrats are done unless they cheat. There's no way they can win unless they cheat, right?
I agree. And I believe that the breakdown is more 40, 25, and 15. In other words, 40% Hispanic, 25% black, 15% Jewish. If you can capture that with the Republicans, I agree. That's enough of their base that they can't win an election.
Right.
But I worry that by the time it comes to 2020, with all the negative ads and all the lies that they're going to put out, I don't know if those numbers are going to hold, so I'm more skeptical. I want to see him reelected, obviously, but as a political analyst who must get things right for my career, I have to look at things in a different scope.
Right,
I don't go by emotion. Yeah. I go by fact.
Well, you're a good poker player, and I agree, and I think that's a good tactic. But I'm not a bettor, but I'm going to tell you, I'm putting my money, despite some of the screw-ups that Trump's doing, like 5G network and recycling and not being aggressive enough on the border with Russia or China, he's still way, way ahead. And, you know, when he talks pro-life issues, when he talks about jobs, like he's up in Green Bay, Wisconsin, I mean, you listen to the man and how he gets the crowd going. He's already on his campaigns. He's going to start going city
to city.
The
greatest campaigner in the history of the United States. I'm not going to argue there.
Yeah,
that's
amazing. Yeah, I mean, he can turn out such giant crowds. In fact, I don't know what the media are going to do after 2024. What are they going to do when they don't have Trump to attack?
Right, right.
What are they going to do?
I don't know. Did you see the numbers on Joe Biden today? Because I haven't. But I'm assuming that it was probably an underwhelming amount of people that went to see him.
Yeah, I know. It says Biden open for the workers. Oh, really? Really?
Yeah,
and they had the highest unemployment rate in black and Hispanic, and no manufacturing jobs. They lost like almost half a million manufacturing jobs during the 8 years that him and Barack Obama were in power. And Biden, just like we call Obama, light. I mean, really, it's ridiculous, isn't it? And
no,
there's nothing
light about. The only thing light about Joe Biden is the fact that he's, you know, I would say just as left wing as Obama was. There is no moderate running for the Democrats, and Joe Biden is being, you know, pushed as the quote moderate choice. He's not an establishment moderate. He's also a far left radical.
Right.
And you know,
yeah, but he's more sneaky about it, though, isn't he?
He's trying to do this whole Scranton thing, right?
Right.
I think he was originally from Scranton, or he has family in Scranton, so he's trying to say that I'm an everyday Joe that wants to touch your daughter and your wife, and I'm, you know, from Scranton, and, you know, I take the train from Delaware to Washington so I can molest people on the train. It's ridiculous.
Right. Well, where does it, and here's what I say with a timeline. I'm just going to throw it so. Firstly, the peace treaty is going to come out with Jared Kushner, which is going to further support Netanyahu and getting rid of these missile silos that are aimed directly at the heart of Israel. Number two, Trump is going to squeeze down on Russia and China about Venezuela. He's not going to tolerate. When Kim is starting to threaten him, you remember after this meeting last weekend with Kim and Putin, they think they can come back and threaten the states. Trump's not going to meet him again unless there actually are on-the-ground changes or on-site investigations that they're actually dismantling something. Not an old reactor that's useless, but actual testing and other things going on. And if North Korea starts doing missile silo tests and so on again, things are really going to get bad. You're going to see America really squeeze them down. And it won't just be North Korea. China and Russia are going to suffer badly. You know, they say that the economy of China, since they've been doing bad negotiations with Trump, has contracted 30%. That our economy has gained, like since Trump went in, $12 trillion in value. We're way ahead. But China's contracting. Russia is in dire straits. And, you know, they want to say that they tried to influence our elections. Their attempts were so anemic and so stupid, it's ridiculous to say that they
Yeah, it is.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, if you were Vladimir Putin right now, and you saw this two-year-long, you know, diatribe against your country and the fact that these people on the left are so anti-Russia. If you were Vladimir Putin, wouldn't you be like, hey, what's with these Americans? You know, I thought the Cold War was over. What is your deal? I mean, what about the fact that it was your own CIA and it wasn't Russian interference? And it's already been proven through the WikiLeaks Vault 7 release that it was the CIA that had these tools that could change and mask IP addresses to anywhere around the country and anywhere around the world. So I don't buy this whole thing about Russia interference. As a matter of fact, I don't care what the experts say. I don't care what the intelligence community says. I believe, as I saw with my own eyes through the WikiLeaks Vault 7 dump, that it was clearly the CIA and not anyone in Russia or Ukraine that did this. This was the CIA, and I'll go on record saying it because I saw it with my own eyes. And I believe what I can read and what I can see.
Yeah, I know you're actually logical. That's hard to believe. You know what? You have what's called uncommon sense. Don't call it common sense anymore. Let's call it uncommon sense. What do you think?
I don't know. That doesn't sound exactly right, but whatever.
But it's true, though. It may sound weird, but it's actually truth. You have uncommon sense. How dare you?
Right.
How dare you raise questions and make people think? You know what? Unless you bring a fire extinguisher near them, if they think their hair might go on fire or their eyes rotate in opposite directions, who knows what might happen?
Well, I don't have any hair, so I don't have to worry about anything catching on fire.
I'm talking about the people you talk to. You may cause them to lose their hair on fire or to have their eyeballs rotate on the ground. Who knows?
Curdivasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 1 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
By the way, one of the things that I want people to understand, this is like theater. And you know who owns the theater company? It's the intel agencies like Five Eyes and NSA, CIA, etc. All the intel agencies in the world are collaborating, even those that are potential enemies, Russia and China. And what's happening is we have total information awareness network. I guarantee you that some agency somewhere or cybertech, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, or the NSA or somebody, knew about this guy putting out his statements before he committed this crime, just like every crime by whether it's ISIS or whatever. And to me, it's a lack of either collaboration of the data transfer or interventions to literally terminate the person who's doing it. For example, if someone's, if let's say I'm set ahead of the NSA and I have access to all the information for all the networks of all the intel agencies on the planet, and someone threatened my family, they would threaten, and about 30 seconds later, someone would be at their door rapping hard with some weapons and level 3 body armor on, and they would be telling them to get on the floor in their hallway. Now, what I see happening is there probably were warnings in advance, but you have to understand the masters of chaos, and I have to explain this, whether it's the Marathon bombing or, you know, happening in Boston, or it's the Pulse nightclub, or it's any other place in an NGO where there's a no-go zone where you can't have guns. The agencies, whether it's FBI, CIA, NSA, whatever, they know this in advance. They often know the people who even visited them or gone face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball, as they say, or, you know, touch noses. So why the hell did they let this happen? It's because it's part of theater. People need to realize the theater of creating this chaos is part of the way they control us, isn't it?
Well, let me say this. I've never been on 4chan or 8chan. I'm not a QAnon person. I don't follow that stuff. I follow the news. I follow things that I know that I can verify. But I will say this. There was a report out that 15 minutes before the attack happened, somebody reported the manifesto of John Ernest, the guy that did this, to the FBI. And the FBI were notified 15 minutes before the attack happened. So they were notified and they knew about it, but I don't know if they had enough time yet to do anything to stop it. But that is fact, and it's out there right now in the news that they're reporting on the fact that that happened. Also, the fact that there was a construction worker who was also ex-military that actually got the thing to be stopped. He yelled at the guy. He chased him out. The guy dropped the weapon. He chased him all the way out. And then, of course, there was the off-duty Border Patrol agent who shot at the car, and then eventually the guy turned himself in. But there was a lot of heroes. Of course, the lady that died, of course, she was the biggest hero of them all. May she rest in peace, by jumping in front of the rabbi. So, you know, bottom line is that a lot of this stuff was already put on to this 8chan thing, and the FBI knew about it.
But here's my point. My point is this is theater. And the theater masters want bodies and blood. They want victims. They want terrorists. Just like, for example, about 6 years ago, we had a Christmas lighting ceremony up in Portland, Oregon. And the FBI gave the pseudo-bomb materials to this young Muslim terrorist, who obviously wasn't smart enough to know that these bomb materials wouldn't work. But he was about to arrive at the Christmas lighting ceremony and blow up this kind of very badly made bomb. And they swooped in and grabbed him. People need to realize the first attack on the World Trade Center towers was run by an FBI officer working with a munitions expert from Egypt. But you have to understand, a lot of this that we see going on, including death, is actually to eventually create a tribalization of their Democrats. We're going to grab your guns, like Kamala Harris and Alex Swalwell. And on the other side, we're not going to take your guns. We're going to have a war. They need to have a certain amount of theater, including especially attacks against Jews, because our strongest ally in the Middle East is Israel, and the Jews brought the Bible. The Jews are very intelligent, run a lot of our industry, and our, especially our tech industry and our media industry. And unfortunately, a lot of them, as you say, are apostate, so they're going along with the globalists, even though it's suicidal. You know, people don't understand here. What I see happening is this is theater, and they could intervene and stop it. They have the data, and I'm sure they could have swooped in. This guy probably has had social media for months before he decided to do this, where he'd actually made statements. I guarantee if they're watching his social media, we'd bump up and listen to his phone calls. They could actually know where his GPS coordinates are, what guns he has, where he's getting his ammo. I'm certain that they had a database on all kinds of stuff on this kid, and they let it happen because it's part of theater, isn't it?
Well, look, I try not to think that, you know, there's intelligence communities that want to kill us. But, yeah, there have been other instances. For instance, when they had the attack in Texas at the Muhammad teller at the time, and she said point blank that there were off-duty FBI agents that tipped off those two people that came in to do the shoot-up of that place. So, yeah, there are instances when that things, when those types of things happen.
Look what happened in Vegas over a year ago. That was totally an intel failure. Yeah, and then we look at other situations like the Pulse nightclub up in Florida. I mean, we know about the this kid they talked about, the Boston Marathon bomber. The FBI, even Russian intelligence, was telling us, watch these kids. They just came over to a Muslim terrorist area of Russia where they have blue-eyed Muslims that are some of the worst terrorists on earth, even worse than the Middle Easterners. And the Russians warned us, and for years, even FBI agents were visiting,
And they did nothing about it.
So, I honestly said, I have contacts inside the FBI, CDC, and Pentagon and so on, and they tell me they know this is going on, and they don't have to have a lot of bad guys. They can have a minority of bad guys or even people at the top. They're just saying, no, just don't send that data along. Don't take action on it. And the agents say, what do you mean don't take action?
That's what's so scary about this Ilhan Omar. I mean, a National Security Committee for International Affairs, for Foreign Affairs. And what happens if, God forbid, there's an imminent attack against Israel and she just completely ignores the information or hides it from others that are on the panel that are investigating it? I mean, we literally have a foreign agent that is a national security risk on the intelligence committee. That is some scary stuff.
But you got to understand that's part of theater, too. Now, why do you think a country like America that has a clue allows two Muslims to be elected by Justice Democrats out of 75 people they try to get elected, to get five in there? And why do you think they do this? Because it's part of theater. Part of the way of controlling us is to tribalize and make us extreme subgroups or little tribal groups. That's why, for example, even under Obama, the tribalization wasn't to kind of make it nice to you like someone who's half black, or actually, Barack Obama is not really black. He's mainly Arabic from Kenya and white.
Right.
And we have to understand his mother actually.
That's his admission, not ours.
Right. And by the way, his mother, her father was a CIA director and did research intelligence against communists. And
yeah, and he was also raised by Frank Marshall Davis, Communist Party ID number 47544.
Right. So you have to understand what's really going on here is most of this is theater. For example, Barack Obama was recruited by Zbigniew Brzezinski, part of the people that put together things like PNAC and the CFR. You wonder, why is this going on? It's theater. If you don't understand, for example, Greek theater, which shows the ugly face of crying and the laughing face, the global Satanists that are running this thing, Luciferic, are laughing their head off at us because we're caught in one tribal group or another. I see people, for example, supporting Bernie Sanders Claus, even though he supports infanticide. He's going to give us free health care. He's going to give free education. He's going to give free. No, Bernie's not, okay? Because Bernie's not going to be able to dissect away the Democratic Party trial lawyers, big corporations. Look at the corrupt corporations around Biden with his son Hunter.
Well, like, you know? I've said before and I'll say again, and I hate anti-Semitism just as much as I detest Christian, but I hope that there's enough anti-Semites in the Democrat Party to deny this guy the nomination.
Yeah, in other words, people that are get fed up with it, right?
Well, just the bottom line is, I mean, look, this guy is so dangerous to our country as a socialist, as a communist. He's not even a socialist. He's a communist. I mean,
right.
Anyone that would want people that are terrorists to be able to have a say in our elections, I'm sorry, you've went past socialism. You're now a Marxist revolutionary communist.
You know what? My first reflex when I heard him say that, I start praying for Bernie. I said, Bernie, I know you're having a stroke. I'm sorry. I know you just had a seizure. This can't be really you. And you know what? Then I heard it over and over again. I realized this is not a stroke.
I'm just run as an independent.
Well, yeah. What'll happen? No, he's running as an independent in the Democratic Party. So they're trying to figure how can we kill this guy's thing. But all the people following, like, you know, this very soft speaking communist, but Pete Buttigieg and Booker and Kamala Harris,
Pickle
who
Pete.
Says she and Kamala Harris has said we should have a conversation about allowing prisoners who committed serious crimes to be able to vote. No, I would say after you finish paying your debt, you're under surveillance for 5 years, and then we'll let you get rights back. But the idea of letting criminals that have committed major crimes, now minor crimes like you possess marijuana, so what? I don't care.
Out of all the lefties that are running in 2020, a lot of them are nasty and gross and I hate their ideology and their political philosophy. But there's one that gets under my skin who is just an absolutely arrogant, nasty SOB, and that is Kamala Harris. She is a mean-spirited, vindictive a word I would like to use on the air, but I can't. But she truly is an absolute horrid person. She's got no personality. She's mean-spirited. She's vindictive. She's nasty as hell. If you remember in the Kavanaugh hearings, she was such a condescending blank that I just couldn't stand her.
Did you hear the comments that she made about this pro-life guy that took videos of Planned Parenthood selling baby body parts, and now she's going to try to put him in prison?
Yeah, Jaladeen, right.
Yeah, I mean, damn it.
She's just an evil, evil, nasty, mean-spirited, soulless, callous woman. I use that word loosely.
Yeah,
I'd like to say a lot of other
women,
words
she,
about
she
her,
gives,
but I can't.
She gives women a bad name is what she does, unfortunately.
Yeah,
I could
go on a diatribe with words that I can't say on TV or radio right now
us.
Of what I think of her, but I would never do it.
Now, I think of Donald Trump as what I call a very solid religious white hat, do-gooder, patriotic American who's what I call a pre-Jew, pre-Christian. He supports his Jewish son-in-law and his Jewish daughter. He supports Christianity. He supports religious freedom, otherwise, even Muslims. And
he does.
The fact that people get offended over that is like, are you kidding? He's not attacking Muslims. He wants Islam to become more humane in America and not say Sharia law, Trump's the American Constitution, or state law.
They can't, though, because it's not a religion. It's a political ideology masquerading
exactly.
as a religion.
Yeah, the thing is that there's things I'd like Trump to say, but he doesn't want to, quote, offend people. And one of the questions I had the other day when I was talking to Jerry McLaughlin, he said, Deagle, you used to say you have millions of audience. I do, he said, over 14 years. I said, but our audiences are less than that now because I offend people by telling them the truth. Whether it's their health truth or geopolitical truth, but you know what? It's better that I give you the correct medicine than always make sure you like me. I'd much rather be honest.
You know what I always say? The last thing before we get cut off. The last thing I always say. I say effective medicine is not supposed to taste like cherries and bubble gum. It's supposed to be nasty and bitter and go down harsh. That's what makes it most effective.
So in other words, Dr. Bill and you, we work together as I tagged him to give effective geopolitical and spiritual medicine in an hour one health medicine. And it may go down wrong, but it's going to make you feel good, right?